For over 10,000 years, wheat farmers have been battling against stem rust, a plant-killing fungus that can decimate crops. Since the 1950s, thanks to the development of resistant wheat varieties, there have been no major outbreaks. But around 10 years ago, a new strain of stem rust, known as UG99, was detected in eastern Africa and has since spread to over 6 countries. Wheat experts from around the world are alarmed.
This is a disease that will kill the wheat plant.
The most nightmare scenario that could have been imagined has arrived.
This disease is dispersed by wind.
And once it finds a congenial atmosphere, then it develops into a full-fledged problem.
The damage of UG99 can actually go up to over 80%.
It has moved faster than what we expected.
UG99 is considered the most serious threat to wheat in 50 years. It was detected in Uganda by William Wagwa, a breeder who was screening new lines of wheat. In one field, over 90% of the wheat varieties that were believed to be resistant to stem rust had been devastated by the new strain.
It was so alarming to find this because for the last 50 years or so, stem rust had not occurred to that extent in Eastern Africa and most likely elsewhere in the world. This new strain of stem rust overcame all the resistance which had been embedded in the available wheat cultivars. That means it was a new thing and it had not been foreseen, and hence the concern of all parties concerned in wheat breeding.
Mr. Wagwa is part of an international group of experts that have been brought together by the Joint Division of the International Atomic Energy Agency and the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. The focus of this group is to develop UG99-resistant wheat varieties by using radiation to induce mutations in seeds. This technique has been used for over 80 years, resulting in over 3,000 improved crop varieties that are more nutritious, have better yields, or can thrive in harsh conditions. Pierre Lagoda is the head of the IAEA's Plant Breeding and Genetics section.
Mother Nature is producing what we call spontaneous mutations through the environment. Cosmic rays, for example, are ionizing radiations. So what we are doing is we are helping Mother Nature to realize the potential, the genetic potential of the different crops. If we have to wait 100 million years until evolution is producing this, this would be not very efficient for nourishing the people which are hungry now.
UG99 overcomes the rust resistance of the top commercial wheat varieties, a trait that was introduced into their genes through breeding. The fungus infects the wheat stem, and the plant, deprived of nutrients, produces deficient seeds or none at all. John Perry Gustafson is from the US Department of Agriculture.
Basically and very simply, you get a sick wheat plant and it dies. It doesn't produce seed, and if you don't produce seed, you don't have wheat for people to eat. There's roughly 660 million metric tons of wheat produced in the world every year. It's the most important food crop for humanity, and anything that lowers the amount of food that's available for humanity is going to affect all of us.
UG99 is an airborne disease that travels freely via winds from country to country. Its spores, which are like dust, can survive on other plants they don't infect before travelling further to wheat fields where the real damage is done. Mr. Amor Yayawi from the International Centre for Agricultural Research in Dry Areas says UG99 is moving faster than expected.
It was in Ethiopia 2005, 2006 in Yemen, and unfortunately now it's in Iran. Its importance in Iran because the center of origin of wheat is in Iran, and also in Iran it's centralized, that will go everywhere rapidly. Now, from Iran where it goes is anybody's guess. Our worry is if it goes back to Pakistan, India, and Afghanistan, because the varieties are growing there, 90% of them are susceptible. So that's why we try everything to halt the spread of this rust and then also to develop varieties that they are resistant.
Currently, farmers are fighting UG99 by spraying the wheat fields with fungicides, but this has negative environmental and economic impacts. So a sustainable solution, such as the development of a resistant wheat variety, is vital. In Kenya, where UG99 has caused major damage, 90% of wheat cultivation is carried out by large-scale farmers. Professor Miriam Kinowa is a biotechnologist from Kenya.
Large-scale farmers won't sit and wait for their wheat to be infected. They will spray. So it is actually the cost of production that has almost doubled because they have to buy the chemicals. They have also to apply the chemicals. So there's the cost of application and the cost of the chemicals. But otherwise, if it was left unchecked, over 80% yield would be lost.
As part of the project to develop a resistant wheat variety using mutation induction, thousands of irradiated seeds from 20 countries have been planted in Kenya in fields where UG99 is endemic. The scientists will monitor the fields, select the varieties that show resistance, and breed them further. The experts hope to have found new resistant varieties in the next few years.